This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County, Foman Wash Car Wash, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Day Rock, Lockset Rock Hair Design, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, Dutchess Beer Distributors, Feldman Kleiman Collins and Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, Prime Storage, and Walsh Valuation.
Let's stay curious, keep an open mind, and as always, I'm glad we get to spend some time. Welcome to Walsh Wednesday. Hey there, and welcome back to Walsh Wednesday. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, not coming to you from the MHA studio. I know it looks so real, but I'm currently at home right now because at the time of recording this, a giant storm decimated over half of the United States. And by the time you're watching this, you're probably asking, oh, which storm is that? And isn't that freaking crazy that we can say that it's going to be that crazy of a winter? Holy crap. But it's all good. We're all safe. We're all warm. This guy's in his car. I don't know where he's driving, but I'm glad he's safe nonetheless. So if you were with us a couple of weeks ago, we had Evan Bayright on, and we posted this clip about this RuneScape page, friend of his, and how he got to meet Savannah Bananas. We had Connor Harris from the Savannah Bananas. That's how it all ties together. Well, one thing led to another. I am now speaking to the guy who's running that page, the guy who got to meet the Savannah Bananas. We're going to learn about all that and more. So with us, the curator of RuneScape 07 memes, John Kerrigan, a.k.a. Gnome Child. John, how are you?
Oh, I'm very good. My buddy Evan did your show. You interviewed another Savannah Banana player. So, you know, like you said, full circle. It's pretty cool. Now you have the meme page, as crazy as it is.
I think it's hilarious, but I love it. Dude, when we got talking, when posting the clip and getting it out there, it's gotten great traction. Awesome to see how people are enjoying it. And, dude, just talking with you and getting to message you, it's like, oh, my God, this is a no-brainer. This guy's fun. Let's do this.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Before we get into the nuts and bolts of the meme page and kind of learn more about RuneScape from you, where it's at. I haven't played RuneScape in years, so I'd love to hear where it's at. But let's start where we left off. Let's hear the Savannah Banana story from your perspective.
Yeah, so for sure. So obviously I made the meme page. I made it back, I think it was February 2024. So it's almost 2 years ago. And obviously the page just grew and grew, snowball effect. At first you get one follower a day, then 5, 10, 50, 100. Right now I'm sitting at, I think I'm close to 40K, right? 40,000. So naturally you get some big people here and there. It's like, oh, a semi-pro athlete, you get a rugby player, a soccer player, a wrestler, whatever. You get everyone all over the place, DJs. So I remember there was one day I got a bunch of likes from one of the Savannah Banana players. It was Andy Archer. He's a pitcher. And I messaged him and I was like, hey, this is so cool. You know, I love the team. I can't believe you liked my post, whatever. So then he ended up following me. Nothing came of it. Later on, I found out one of his teammates also played, Eric Jones. He ended up following me. And I saw they put a story up there. We're in Boston, which is where I am. And they were like, oh, we're having a game. So I messaged them. I said, oh, you're having a game at Fenway. When is it? And they said, oh, tomorrow. So then I was all frazzled. I'm like, oh, I have to go to the game. Yeah, so I got the tickets, front row seat, right behind home plate, and it was sick. It was so cool because I'm sitting right there. As I'm walking into the, Andy's texting me. He's like, "Oh, hurry up! Where are you? The game's gonna start soon." And I'm walking in. All these people around me have Savannah Banana jerseys. Him, other players, and I'm thinking, I'm like, these people are coming to see him. I'm over here texting him as I'm going in. So I go in, and honestly, the craziest thing to me, they were just as excited to see me as I was to see them. They were like, oh, no way, the meme page is here. I'm like, me? You're the you know, famous one type of thing. So, you know, it was crazy running into all them.
How was the gameplay and all that? I have yet to see a full game of Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, so it's basically like regular. You know what it is? I tell people, it's the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. So they're doing the same. I don't think it's 9 innings. They have a timer, a couple hours.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, 3 outs, but they do trick plays, catch it behind the back, whatever it may be. And one of his things, it's funny because his last name's Archer. Mm-hmm. After he strikes someone out, he does like the bow, you know, like an archer type of thing. But there's a RuneScape emote. You know how games have emotes, dances.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like this. It's like some crazy hand thing. So he came up to me. He said, hey. He said, after I strike people out, I'm going to do the RuneScape emote. So it was crazy because he struck a few people out. He's doing the RuneScape dance. And after the game, I spoke with one of their Savannah Banana salespeople, sells the jerseys, whatever. And I told her how I knew him. And she said, oh, yeah, I saw he was doing some weird dance after every strikeout. I'm like, it's because of me. So, I feel like the man. I have the players doing a dance because of me. They're coming up to me. People around are like, oh, who are you? Are you famous? Like, what's going on? I'm like, buddy, I just have a meme page, RuneScape, It's so seems like a stupid thing, but opens a lot of doors, you'd be surprised.
It is so great because it's so authentic to you. Like, here it is. This is something you're passionate about. You've created this page. You're getting a following out of it. Here you are going to these games for it. That's just awesome. That is so awesome. It might sound silly, but you're like, I'm beaming right now hearing about all this. And this is just so fun. So you've only had this meme page for about 2 years now.
About 2 years, yeah, and it grew
Really?
very quick.
That's incredible because, RuneScape, that's been around like what?
I think
20-ish
probably like
years?
20 something year. Exactly.
So that's nuts. So then let's kind of talk about your love for RuneScape. When did you start playing and what made you decide to create the meme page?
When did I start? I started. I was third grade. I Summer, you have nothing to do. It's like, oh, I need a game to play. You're on Miniclip. Remember Miniclip? And
Yes.
RuneScape, RuneScape was always one and two. It was RuneScape, Club Penguin, and they flip-flopped, right? So I
Yes.
played and got all my friends to play. And it's one of those games, like you said, it's 20 years old. I haven't played consistently for 20 years. It's more like you play for a year, you don't play. You play 6 months, you don't play. So it's very on and off, but I stuck with it, and now you should see my account. I'm almost maxed out, all 99s.
Good for you, man. That is sick.
I don't know if it's an accomplishment or, if it says I'm wasting all my time, but it's pretty cool.
Obviously, you're not wasting all your time because it's creating these connections. Here you are, you were just hanging out with the Savannah Bananas. You're having these different collaborations with different people. Honestly, I'm just a little old podcast from New York, but this is cool that we got to meet. This is lit. So, like, you never know where certain connections are going to come from with all of this. That's awesome. So, I got to ask when it comes to RuneScape, do you prefer like melee? Do you prefer magic? Do you prefer distance? Like, what's your strategy when you go out on quests and stuff?
So I would say I like it the most, but also I feel like it's the most versatile. I'm into the range, the bow and arrow,
Range, yep.
like Andy Archer on Savannah Bananas, because like you said, you can hit them from far away, you can hide behind walls, kind of do what you got to do, and it's just, it's more convenient. You're not taking as much damage, it's more fun. But the other thing I wanted to show you with RuneScape, I purposely wore my RuneScape merch. Check this shirt out.
There we go.
I
Let's
don't know.
see it.
So you see that?
Oh, that's amazing.
So you got the genie? You remember the genie, the random event?
Yes.
The wise old man. I don't think there's a gnome on here, but we got a bunch of the characters. So I came prepared. I came
You came
prepared.
prepared. Absolutely. I love it. Oh my gosh. That's such a good shirt. And John, that is so neat that here you are, you fell in love with this game. You're getting to appreciate it. So what led you to actually creating a page about it then? Because, there are people who are like, eh, it's like, this is funny. And they might follow stuff along, but here you are, you created something. Like, why take that next step?
That's a good question. So it was funny. It was my last job. I was working remote, and I'll be honest, it was like a down period. The work is kind of up and down, so it was the low period. Honestly, I really had no work to do, but you have to stay on the computer, move the mouse around, have the green light going on Teams. So I was like, all right, I need to stay at the computer for the most part, but I'm not just going to stare at a screen. So I'm on Instagram, like you said. I see a few RuneScape memes, and then I'm like, you know what? There's not really much competition in this area, right? Why don't I just make a page? So I did, and like I said, it took off. So if you want, I can walk through the progress, unless you have
Yeah.
another question.
No, go right for it. Let's get into the progress of it all because yeah, over the span of 2 years, you got like 40,000 followers and for a meme page,
Not bad.
that's not nothing to like sneeze at, pull your nose away from, like that's pretty nice.
Especially for RuneScape, it's not like a major topic where there's millions of people. I don't know what the max amount would be for RuneScape, but 40,000 is a good amount. All right, so Yeah, so I made the page. I'm trying to think. I made the page, and initially, this is what I did, right? So if anyone on here watching wants to make a meme page, any sort of social media, Instagram page,
Yeah.
before I followed anyone or did anything, I made the page, picked a good username related to the topic, good profile picture, and then from there, I just flooded my page with 10, 15 posts a day for the first week or so. So I already had 100 posts with like no followers besides my close friends who I just said, oh, follow me. So the reason I did that is because like you're not going to follow a page that has one post. It's kind of sketchy. So my tip is kind of flood it before you really start. And then from there, I mean, I don't know if this is sleazy, but this is the move. You find another RuneScape meme page, and I was just following all his follow I was just following all his followers. And I think about maybe a quarter to a third followed back. And then from there, I would start doing giveaways on the story. Hey, like my post, share it, I'll give you free gold, whatever. And like I said, you get one follower a day. And honestly, it's very discouraging at first. I'm sure the podcast was probably the same when you
Oh
started.
yeah.
You had no followers, no fans, whatever you want to call them. And you're kind of doing it. You're like, am I ever going to get more than 10 likes? You know, it's very depressing. I'm like, why did I even make this? Whatever. I was like, the goal is 100 followers. That would be pretty cool. So then from there, like, you know, your viral post, viral as in like 100 likes is viral initially. And like I said, the snowball effect. And then I think my first post that blew up, I forget what it was. I think it got 10,000 likes. And then that post probably got me about 100 followers, which like it almost doubled my follower count, just boom off of that. So, you know, the biggest thing with these pages, any social media, whatever, you always hear it and it sounds so generic, but it's true. It really is consistency. You're doing it, you're doing your podcast every however often you're doing it,
Every week,
but
yeah.
yeah, once a week. So I was posting 10, 15 posts a day. I slowed down, but initially I was just trying to pump out content, flood the algorithm, flood the feeds, and kept going. 5K, 10K, and then my next big post, it's my actually my pinned post, has about
Oh yeah.
165, 66,000. And it's some artist, Medicine. I never heard of him. I really don't know. But he's a musician. He follows like nobody. That post blew up. He actually follows me now. So, you know, Mr. Big Shot over here. And that got me a few thousand. But really, it's the consistency. Each post you get two or three followers, the big ones, maybe you get 100, 200, 1,000 for that. But that's really all it is. And then the biggest thing, what you're doing, you meet Evan, you meet other Savannah Banana players, me, is all the networking. I'll talk
Yeah.
to people. Oh, I love the page. And, you know, I could just ignore them. I don't, you know, oh, I don't care. I have so many followers. But I go through, respond to everyone, and then they appreciate it. And then sometimes I go on Instagram Live, which is basically a video Instagram Live, and I usually get 15, 20 people, nothing crazy because I just do it randomly on the spot. And I do the same thing. I shout them out, oh, welcome, Joe Schmo, welcome, whoever. And then they love it. They message after, oh, so cool. You shouted me out on the thing, blah, blah, blah. So it's almost like the key is to bond with your followers, with your core group, and then the friends you make throughout are worth more than the followers, in my opinion.
Honestly, very wise words to live by based on what you're saying there.
Yeah.
Just goes to show you the interconnectivity and
Yeah.
the genuine human relationships that are made. Because it's very easy to
Yeah.
just hide behind a screen and hide behind a profile. But the fact that you're going out of your way to actually interact with everybody and have a rapport with everybody, that's
Yeah.
huge. I want to go back to something that you were talking about, how you created this in a low period when it came to work, to where there wasn't much going on, and
Yeah.
it was just like, I gotta fill up my time to do something.
Yeah.
There was something that I was reading recently that said that the human basic state used to be boredom. Now it's anxiety because we have these screens, we have these phones, we have all these things
Yeah.
to keep our feelings up. And one of the biggest critiques about that is that boredom created us to actually move and do something and actually get out of that boredom while the anxiety keeps us paralyzed. Here you
Yeah.
are in a moment of quote unquote boredom. It
Yeah.
got you to, do something fun, silly, and authentic. And now you're making all these great connections with it. So long-winded way of getting around to this question, but like, talk about what that means for you about finding inspiration. And when any, whatever other people are asking, it's like, how do you get the inspiration? How do I become inspired now?
Yeah, that is true. I feel like one of the biggest things, the inspiration, the motivation. I have a few friends who, after they saw my page blow up, and I didn't even get into it, but I've also, you know, this Etsy pages, whatever, selling RuneScape merch like this. I got this for free. You know, I got this for free off some random Etsy person I advertised it for. So I've had other people say, oh, you know, you have the RuneScape page. It's so cool. You get free stuff. People love you. You get invited to things. How could I start it? What do I do? And they'll want to do all different topics. I had one friend wanted to do a cooking page, streaming, more like live video game streaming. And just like me, they're all discouraged. And, you know, I'm not trying to boost my ego, but they, you know, I'm kind of like their inspiration in a sense. It's like, you did it. Then they know I'm a regular person. I'm, you know, me and you, we're regular people, nothing special. And I tell them, I said, if I can do it, you can do it. And the thing with me, I'm very social, personable, like making friends, talking to people. I'm happy to help. I said, oh, make the page. I'll put on my story over and over, tell people to follow. I'll do a giveaway and say, oh, follow this guy. I'll give away some gold in game. So I feel like, I feel like once you kind of, if you want to say I made it, right, whatever, once you kind of make it, you want to be like a role model and inspire people, give them the motivation to follow your footsteps, whether it be the same topic or not. I feel like it's just a good way to be, even in life, you know, even with, this is all fake, phony baloney stuff. But, you know, if you have a good job, you know, someone who's on the up and coming, you know, help them get an intern, help them get a job. And then, you know, it comes full circle. Something will come back and hook you up later on.
No, absolutely. What goes around comes around. 100%. The kind of vibes that you put out there are the vibes that come back to you. I do a lot of consulting for a lot of people when it comes to, you know, media entertainment. And I feel like a lot of the consulting that I give isn't necessarily always just media based. It's really like about the individual. And I want to ask a question that I ask to a lot of the people that consult is, well, I know the I know part of the answer to this, but I would love to hear more of it. I always ask people, if you never got paid for this, if you never, ever get paid for this, would you still do it? Would it still bring you value to your life? So I want to hear your side here.
It's funny you said that because it's 100% true. And with this, whether I get free things, meet cool people or not, I still would have done it. And it really is true what they say. You have to do something you're interested in, you know, you love. And I know that for a fact because once I blew up on this RuneScape page, I said, you know what, maybe I'll make another page on something that has, you know, a broader market, right? So I tried a few things. I made a DJ page, right? All the DJs, clips of DJs. I tried to make a regular meme page, just more generic, broad topics. And, you know, they got followers, they grew, but I really had no passion for it. I said, I'm not a DJ. I don't even know what this stuff is. I'm just putting clips up and the memes. Yeah, it's funny, but it's not like what you're into. So it really is true. And I'm a living example. I tried to make pages for things that I wasn't necessarily super interested in. And it kind of, they were just kind of flops, you know? So you're definitely right when it comes to that.
Yeah. And again, like you started this as kind of like a little joke for yourself, a way to entertain yourself in the beginning. Yeah. And that's really cool that you're getting all this. So one thing that we were messaging about prior to getting onto this podcast was kind of like the social media marketing and the scaling that goes into something like this. You hear meme page and everybody just thinks like it's some joke. But as you said, you've been doing these giveaways. You're doing the live streams. Yeah. You know, you've now partnered with Savannah Bananas, you'll say, or whatever you said. You had like, talk about like when you make these quote unquote business deals with people and when you have these collabs, when you're going out there, you kind of alluded to a lot of it already, but if you could just kind of dive more into it.
So I try to branch out into everything. So, right. So I've reached out to DJs. I've promoted them, obviously Savannah Bananas, athletes, some small actors, everything. Well, I'm doing this, right? I'm doing this. Another thing I did was, believe it or not, I made a meme coin, right? I made a meme coin.
Did you?
I made a meme coin. I didn't even know how to do it. It was on this app Moonshot. And It was Gnome Coin. So I made that, put a couple $100s in. All my followers hopped into it. I think I put in total, I kind of put more and more as it was going up, $700, right? I was in bed, woke up in the middle of the night because the price was skyrocketing. I'm like, I need to get my debit card and add money. It's like 1 a.m., you know what I mean? Like a lunatic. So I put in about 700. This coin went up to 4,500, right? So I
Really?
made that crazy money. But I didn't want to be some like scam artist, rug pull, screw my followers type of thing. So I was hoping it would keep going up, and it did. And then eventually it tanked. I held on. Now I think I'm down a few hundred, but I'm just happy I made some of the followers money. But
That's pretty cool.
so you have the different relationships, the meme coin, you, and yeah, I just feel like branching out is always the way to go. Because like you said, you never know who's going to help you. Like for example, Evan, it's just my friend, right? I didn't think it would lead to a podcast, right?
Right.
So it's like a random follower could lead to something big. You never know what's going to happen. So that's probably my whole spiel with all that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how the domino effects happen. I could write a whole book of the domino effect that got me to, you know, working at MHA Studio and whatnot. I see my background and I feel like I'm there again. And I was like, no, I'm at home. I'm at home in my family room right now. But when it comes to Evan, I want to talk about Evan for a second. He was telling me, I want to get your perspective on this side of the story too. This didn't make it into the podcast. This was him and I talking afterwards. But he said the story about him meeting you was hilarious.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Where he met you at an orientation for something that you had no business being at.
It's true. It's true. So, all right, let me get into that. So I met Evan freshman year of college. So I guess while we're 18 years old now, I'm 28, almost believe it or not, my birthday is tomorrow, January 28th.
There you go. Happy birthday, good sir.
Happy birthday. When you release it, it'll be in the past, but it's tomorrow from today. But so, yeah, so I ended up going to UMass Boston, right, for college. And it's mostly a commuter school. So I would just commute. Evan went to Curry College, which isn't a commuter school. I mean, I guess it could be, but it's really not. So I would join all these different Facebook groups of local schools, Boston, surrounding area, and just make friends back to the networking. And it's like, oh, you know, I go to UMass Boston. It's not a commuter school. Maybe I'll get invited to a party at BU, Northeastern, wherever it may be. So I would just network. So Evan's school is probably 15, 20 minutes away from my house, right? So I found out they had an orientation. And I'm like, should I go to this? Like, this could be fun. And I'm like, I don't even go to this school. I didn't even apply to this place, right? I didn't even apply. And I say, you know what? Let me just go. I talked to someone a little bit ahead of time on Facebook. So I like had a friend, whatever you want to call it. And I get there and I'm participating in all these, like, you know, it's all the cheesy events, like, oh, group bonding, icebreaker, whatever. Yep. So I'm doing all that. And, well, you know, we're just hanging out, whatever. The night goes on. Next thing you know, it's the afternoon, right? It's getting dark. And everyone is school tomorrow. So they're like, oh, we're going back to our dorms. I'm going to building A, building B, whatever. They said, oh, John, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going home. And they're like, oh, you commute? I'm like, nah, I don't even go to this place. I don't even go. And then you should have seen their face. Evan staring at me like, he's like, what do you mean you don't go here? I was like, oh, I just saw the thing on Facebook and popped in and, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I made friends with them, got their phone numbers. And the next thing you know, you're in contact. I'm his only off-campus friend, right? They didn't have cars. I had a car. So I'm a hot commodity now. I have the
Look
right?
at you. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, and then it just kind of grew from there. I hung out with Evan, stayed over my house a few times. Yeah, then we became friends. Now he's back in New York with you. Yep. We're still in contact. Whenever he comes back, I always visit him. We hang out. So it's a good time. But yeah, the story is crazy because, you know, they probably thought I was like some weirdo lunatic freak, right? But, you know, I made a friend out of it. So I guess it paid off.
There you go. But it just goes to show you, you had this even back then. 10 years ago, here you are. You're just getting out of high school, starting college, but you have this drive of just like putting yourself out there, whether it's like, hey, this is for fun stuff. Go right ahead.
I'm ready. I was going to say, a funny thing is, right? I'm an only child.
Same.
And people, oh, okay, you too. People will always say, oh, you're an only child syndrome. You don't have friends, you're reserved, blah, blah, blah. Maybe that's true for some, but I noticed for myself, I feel like it was more the opposite. It's like, it's just me at home, so I need to make all of these friends to make up for the time where maybe someone would hang out with their brother or sister, right? So I was Mr. Social, making friends, and like I said, it would consume my time, and I'd always had stuff to do, which was great.
Yeah, honestly, I feel very similar on that. People made fun of me for being an only child, be like, oh, I bet you get everything you want, don't you? It's like, it's not, it ain't like that, but I'm very grateful for it because I was super social. I was out and about. I was doing all the extracurriculars. I'm not getting home at night until like 8 o'clock at night because of all the various things that I'm doing. So yeah, I feel you on that. And I think it's very similar. My dad always said this about me too, where he felt one of the reasons why I was so social was because I was looking, here we are getting into the therapy talk and everything, but like looking to fill some kind of void, looking to find some kind of companionship that, I don't biologically have. And maybe there's some truth to that, maybe not, but one thing's for sure, I'm a ham, and it sounds like you are too.
No, it's true. I think it's a good thing. I would say
Oh
it's a
yeah.
good thing. But no, yeah, definitely. It definitely helped me. I have a lot of friends, a lot of connections, I guess you would say. Now I have a lot of followers. And, the key, like you said, what goes around comes around. The key is now that I'm in a spot where I can help people, at least in certain areas, I always make sure I try to do that. Because you'd be surprised. Another thing, because you just mentioned the therapy thing, you'd be surprised, and this is crazy. And obviously, I won't give any names of these people, but I've had people message me. And this is crazy because I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm a meme page. I've had people tell me they're like, hey, I'm depressed. I'm not doing too much. Like, I'm just bummed out. I have no job, this and that. And they're like, your memes always make me laugh. It actually got me into RuneScape. Do you mind if I add you? I add them. Next thing you know, we're playing together. And it's like, I don't want to take full credit, but it's kind of nice knowing that. It's like I helped some of these people mentally or, whatever. I just help them out. So definitely a nice feeling on top of, like I said, the connections. But then the main thing, you're helping people.
Yeah. No, that's one of the main reasons why I do this too, because you never know who's going to be watching. You never know who's going to be listening. You don't know how it's going to affect somebody, and you hope that it's affecting somebody. I always say that I want to be the soundtrack to people's lives, like a lot of my inspirations have been for me. And what you were saying about like people who message you who are depressed reminds me of when I first started Walsh Wednesday, when I first started all this. Started this back in high school. It was a performance series I did in my cafeteria, believe it or not. It was it's taken on a lot of different evolutions since then. But I remember I was in a period of like, why am I doing this? What's the point of this? I'm getting haters, I'm getting in my own head, all that. But I decide to do a Welsh Wednesday one day, and I do it, and I'm performing around. And again, it was in the high school cafeteria. And this girl comes up to me after one of the songs, and she's in tears, and she just goes, "Thank you." And then just runs away. And I'm like, what? What just happened? A mutual friend comes over and says, like, Connor, you have no idea. Like, she's going through a really hard time at home. Her boyfriend and her just broke up. She's failing a class. Like everything's coming down on her so hard. But something about you performing today actually just gave her some kind of hope. So it's like, that's what you're doing out there. And like, I'm just a dude with a guitar. Like, I like, yeah.
Well, like you said, think about it. It's like I'm posting memes, you're doing podcasts. I would never consider either of these things to be, things that would help someone who's depressed. You know what I mean? I
Medicinal,
just, yeah, but I guess it is. So, it's a nice perk to what we have going on with us.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I gotta ask now, we're talking so much about the meme page, we're talking about your passions there. What do you do outside of the meme page? Like what is your thing?
All right. It's a good thing to be obsessed with. I'm very big into stocks, the stock market. I don't know
Okay.
how much you're in with that. I'm into that. It's like kind of a stupid thing. I love bubble tea. I don't know. You like bubble tea?
Hey, okay.
That's one of my frequent, I'm bored. What do I do? Probably after this, what do I do? Oh, I'll get bubble tea, whatever. And, obviously the generic, oh, hanging out with my friends, blah, blah, blah. Honestly, any activity. Like, one of my perks, I'm very good. I like to tell people I'm good at all the stupid stuff, right? I'm good at bowling. I'm good at mini golf, ping pong. I'm good at all these oddball sports
Dude, you
activities.
and I would hang so good together.
I know. It's crazy. So, I'm into all that, but Yeah, I mean, I guess those would be my interests. Stocks, any activities, hanging out with whoever, getting
Yeah.
bubble tea on. And now, honestly, this meme page is very time consuming because I have friends from the page that are now off the page, like yourself. I have their phone numbers, we hang out.
Yeah.
So, even the meme page now is keeping me busy.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool
Yeah.
that it's opening up this whole like new era of your life, and
I know.
it gets all these different things. Like you couldn't have imagined that 2 years ago. You never know.
Well, it's funny because, our parents' generation, they didn't have any of this stuff, right?
No.
Even when we were younger, if people met on a dating app, it's like, oh, look at this freak. Look at who does that. Now it's like everybody's doing, that's how everybody meets. So naturally, when I one day told my parents I made the meme page, I'm like, oh, they're like, oh, what's the point? What are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm posting these things. People talk to me. And they're saying what they would say when I was eight. They're like, oh, any weirdos on there? Don't talk to any freaks, weirdos, whatever. And I'm like, oh, no, it's all great people. And the bigger the page got, I'm not going to say they doubted me. I don't want to be like that. But the bigger the page got, the more they were like, wow, like what you said, I didn't know this would take off like it did.
Yeah.
I thought 100 followers was impressive. But, now, like I said, they see, the packages come in, they see packages, like whatever it is, it's just like, everyone knows about
It's
it now.
funny you say that because like I got stuff coming in all the time as
Yeah,
well. And my
yeah.
dad, like I still live with my parents. I had to move back in with my parents, and yeah, no, stuff will be coming in. It's like, Connor, where is all this stuff coming from? What is
Yeah.
this? And
Yeah.
it's just funny how that goes around and it comes around. And no,
Yeah.
it's also funny what you're saying, like with your parents and all that. It's like you never know who you're going to meet online, where it's coming.
Yeah.
The validity of it, how it grows.
Yeah.
Going back to Savannah Bananas, how I got that interview with Connor Harris, I just
Yeah.
messaged him on Instagram.
Really?
I
Okay.
just messaged him on Instagram. By
Yeah.
the time that this episode comes out, this would have come out already. Hopefully he's got a few gold medals by this point, but I spoke with a Olympic speed skater.
Oh, wow. How'd you
So
get him?
I messaged him on Instagram.
Wow. Okay.
So like it just goes to show you is like this is such a
Yeah.
great space to be able to learn and get to know people, and you
Yeah.
never know. Like here
Never
was
know.
just like you and I, literally
Yeah.
Evan talked about you. He was like, "Hey, can I get the clip to send to my buddy?
Yeah.
You reach
Yeah.
out to me. Here we go." And like here we are. And I can
Yeah.
I am sure this is only the beginning of something.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever that might be. But
Yeah. And
I
my thing may be super niche versus those people, but you might have some, like we said, you might have some listener who's into RuneScape or
Yup.
wants to start a social media page, and it might help them out. You're hitting all different lanes, which is very smart. That's
Oh
the
yeah.
way to grow for sure.
Well, that was one thing that Evan said when we were starting the conversation. He says, like, I like finding out that people played RuneScape because then I feel like we're on a similar page and
Yeah.
we're at a really great jumping off point versus
Yeah.
having nothing at all. There are people who are like, oh my God, I play RuneScape too, or oh my God, I used to play
Yeah.
that back in the day, my memories, and like things like that. It's the things that bring us together and connect us, and
Yeah,
that is
yeah.
amazing.
And it's funny you say that because you'd be surprised. Like, I've definitely met people where I would never be their friend just based on the interactions. You find out they play RuneScape, and it's like, wait a minute, we have a strong common interest, similarity, whatever. And next thing you know, I'm hanging out with someone I never would have expected, all because of a computer game from 20
Yep.
years ago, like you said. It's crazy. I don't know. It really is crazy. I don't think our parents. Imagine our grandparents, they don't even know what's going on with this stuff. Like, I don't know, it's a whole new world.
Speaking of grandparents, when she was still
Yeah.
alive, my grandmother, rest her soul, at the time I wasn't doing as much podcasting, but I was producing audiobooks.
Oh,
And the way
yeah.
that my grandmother would always describe it to people is like, my grandson reads for the blind. It's
Yeah.
like,
Yeah.
it's not exactly that, Grams, but yeah,
Yeah.
you're with
Yeah.
it.
No, it's true. It is pretty funny, the difference. But it's even scary because we're still young. But I
Oh,
always
yeah.
think, like, look at these, like, what are the new kids, the up and coming with the teenagers, early 20s? I would like to know what they're doing. I guess maybe TikTok, I don't know. Because here's more branching out. I would like to know what tools they're using to grow that maybe I could take and maybe bring it over to our generation type of
Oh,
thing,
yeah,
So
absolutely.
I'm not 100% sure, but maybe I'll find out. Maybe you could find out. I don't know.
It's a matter of learning. TikTok's big, of course, right now. I really haven't cracked it. It's still very modest. I find that I do better on like Instagram and on YouTube more than anything else. Those seem to be like the places that I do well. But I did have something go viral once on TikTok, but it was literally just it was just one video and that's it. And never it was just I wish I could just bottle it up, but that it was just the one thing.
So I was gonna say I have one other thing. So with the meme page, back to this again. Like I said, this other RuneScape pages, and this was what also gave me extra motivation. So when I first made it, there were a few pages way bigger than me, right? At the time, 10, 15, 20,000. And when I started my page, I would message them. I'd say, oh, hey, can you shout me out, share a post, whatever, just to promote myself. None of them did it. None of them.
Wow.
Every single one. They either, okay, some didn't respond. Maybe they just didn't see it, whatever. But some of them were like, oh, sorry, I don't do that. Or, oh, how much would you pay me? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, you know what? And then I'm sitting there. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get bigger and better than you guys. And then the difference is I'm going to do what you guys didn't and help people, which is what I'm doing. Even as you know, I told you, I would love to. I'm going to try to figure out who I could get you.
Hey,
you know,
much appreciated.
Like I said, sports, TV, music, whatever. I have people I talk to, play the game with, definitely would. I told them I was doing a podcast. They said, oh, no way. That's sick. I've never done one of those. I said, yeah, I'll let you know how it goes. The guy seems pretty cool. And I think, who knows? This is back to the connections. You might have a line waiting out the door now.
We'll see. We'll see. I hope you're enjoying yourself at the very least. I'm not looking for you to set me up with anything. I'm just looking to have a good time right here, right now.
Of course, yeah.
And pause. We're going to take a quick break from our interviews to hear from our sponsors. First up, we got our friend Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County.
This winter and holiday season, let's remember something simple but powerful. Check in on your neighbors. A quick hello, a phone call, or even a smile can make a world of difference. This is Andrew O'Grady, CEO at Mental Health America of Dutchess County. When we reach out, we're not just helping others, we're helping ourselves. Staying connected is one of the best ways to boost our mental health and well-being. At Mental Health America of Dutchess County, we believe in building a community where no one feels alone. So take a moment today. Make sure you pass along a kind gesture, because kindness is contagious and connection matters. Who knows, maybe that person you made smile will do the same to somebody else. From all of us at MHA of Dutchess County, we wish you the happiest of holidays. And remember, we want you to be your best you possible.
For 60 years, we here at Foam and Wash Car Wash pride ourselves on giving back to the community, because we're your neighbors. It's our community too. In celebration of Foam and Wash's 60th anniversary, we want to say thank you. By visiting the link on screen and in the description, you'll receive one free hot wax and shine car wash. No hassles, no gimmicks, just a token of our appreciation. Foam and Wash Car Wash, home of the unlimited wash membership. Thank you for being part of Foam and Wash Car Wash's story for the last 60 years.
Next, we have a message from our friend Jeff Feldman from Feldman, Kleiman, Collins, and Sape LLP, attorneys at law.
Hi, I'm Jeff Feldman. In 1986, when Paul Kleiman and I started our practice, our goal was to create a law firm where you could meet with an attorney and feel confident that that attorney would be with you every step of the way. Today, the firm has been successfully trying cases at all levels of state and federal courts throughout the Hudson Valley and Capital District. We have been selected as one of the best personal injury and medical malpractice defense law firms by U.S. News and World Report every year since 2009. For all of those years, we were the only firm chosen in any litigation specialty between Albany and White Plains. Your case is important to us. Giving you the time and personal attention you deserve has always been the hallmark of success. Initial consultations are free of charge and always with an attorney.
Walsh Wednesday wants to give a big thank you to Prime Storage. A temporary storage unit can help declutter a home, protect fragile items during a busy period, and provide a convenient way to organize and transition belongings. Whatever the reason, Prime Storage makes storage simple through seamless service, flexible rental options, and facilities conveniently located throughout the United States and Canada. By using our link in the description of this episode, you will get one free month of storage, plus you'll save 15% on rental rates. Make the holiday season simpler and store with Prime Storage. Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fund Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. Thanks for listening, guys. It's time to get back to the show. And play. This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County, Foman Wash Car Wash, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Dayrock, Lockset Rock Hair Design, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, Dutchess Beer Distributors, Feldman Kleiman Collins and Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, Prime Storage, and Walsh Valuation.
Well, it's funny. I know it's dumb, but this like an extra thing. It's funny you said, because I'm like you. When I started doing these Instagram lives, because it's, I'll drive around or sit wherever, whatever I'm doing. I have the video like this. And in the beginning, you know, you're nervous. Okay, the people aren't there, but you know they're going to watch. So you get nervous. And there were so many times I was like, should I do it? No, I'd chicken out. I'd be like, no, I'm not going to do it. Should I do it? No. Eventually I did it. You didn't know what to say, right? You practice, whatever. You kind of get a groove, get on a roll. And then it's weird too, because at least with you, you're talking to me or whoever.
Yeah.
I'd be talking to Instagram Live and I'm talking. And I'm like, no one's talking back. They're typing in the chat. So I'm reading off, but just mentally, that's not like normal, right? That's not like human nature. So I went from being afraid to do it to having to basically have conversations with people, but basically talk to myself. That's what I'm realistically doing.
Oh, yeah.
But now I'm good at it, confident. I just kind of roll with it. And I think if I didn't do that, this, you know, it might have been a mess as well. But
that's great public speaking skills. It's like being able to speak on stage to an audience, because like when, say you're on a theater stage or something like that, giving a presentation, giving a talk, giving whatever, it's not a place where the audience is going to directly communicate back to you. You are in charge of the dialogue there. And there you go. So yeah, it's like, that's great experience for public speaking. Yeah.
And you know what you do that's good, I noticed, is that, which is tough, is that I'm telling you stuff, right? You ask me a question, I'm telling you stuff. But you're thinking of the next question, or at least, I don't know, a few, or however you do it, while I'm speaking. Because when I stopped, you'd immediately be like, oh, I know you said this. Like, can you tell me this, this, and that? Like, that's very good, because I feel like it's so easy to get stuck or have a list and be like, oh, question one, two, three. So yeah, you were, I noticed, I was like, wow, this guy's pretty quick with it. You know, there's no dead space, you know?
I appreciate that. It's active listening. It's just simply active listening. And I'm curious to hear what you have to say. And like, these are just the natural questions I come up with anyway.
Yeah. Do you take notes at all or not even?
I have a very small thing of notes for you right now that literally just says, John Kerrigan, Savannah Bananas, who are you, what you do, social media marketing. Those are the only notes I took for this.
Yeah, it's so basic. Okay. That's good though, because then it's natural, it flows better, you know. It's
You're never gonna know exactly where a conversation's gonna go. People have asked me, it's like, yeah, do you know what you're gonna post or what you're gonna do or what this is gonna look like in the end? It's like, I have no idea. I'll let you know once it's recorded.
And then the other thing I was thinking, you do this every week, right? How do you, like, I get it, you get people, but how do you get enough? I feel like doing every week is tough to get people.
I'm in a really good spot where I have a lot either pre-recorded or scheduled out ahead of time.
You have a cushion. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I always have a cushion because I've been doing this for a while. I've been doing with the podcast series. It originally ran 2016 to 2021, and it was mainly just something I did like in college. It was a fun thing.
Yeah.
And that it was intermittent. That was kind of more whenever it could happen. So that wasn't like huge consistency.
Yeah. But like the consistency is really what you need.
Oh, big time. And then I worked at a radio station for several years. I was at the radio station, that's where, and I had this one show called In Touch. It was a public affairs series. And I was told, it's like, it's going to be tough to get people some weeks. Well, I built it up to a point where we got some awards after the awards, we had a 6-month wait list.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
So I was able to then, I got laid off from the radio station. There was a big wave of layoffs. I was able to take that network that I had from the radio station and then just a network I had in my own life. And I'm like, let me transition it and pivot it into this. See how many people who will come with me. Decent amount of people have come with me. And then besides that, I just have like the super random and spontaneous interactions like this that just come up.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Because I was thinking that every week is crazy. I mean, yeah.
Oh, no, it's a lot. And also, mind you, this is my main podcast. I produce 4 others currently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm not like the main person on it, but I'll produce and every once in a while I'll show up. But yeah, am I up to 4? Yeah, I'm currently up to 4 others right now. So I'm doing.
What would you say? Because, I listened to some. Mm-hmm. What would you say your thing is? Like, I feel like it's all a bunch. I like it. I like the way it's everyone. But is it a how would you describe it type of thing?
Well, first of all, I describe myself as a storyteller. End of the day, I'm a storyteller. Yeah. I'm a musician. I'm an actor, I'm a producer, I'm a director, I'm a podcaster, I'm all that. But to really sum it all up, I'm a storyteller. I grew up with things like E! Hollywood Stories or MTV Unplugged or VH1 Storytellers, things along those lines. And I always wanted to go behind the scenes on everything. I loved like the DVD commentaries of like all the behind the scenes footage and whatnot. Yeah, so like that stuff was really interesting to me. So I'm all about going behind the scenes and learning what it takes to make something happen, because you can always learn something out of it. So at the end of the day, storyteller. When I describe Walsh Wednesday to people, I pretty much say arts, entertainment, and human interest. That those would be the 3 things I would say for Walsh Wednesday. Arts, entertainment, human interest.
I guess I'm entertainment.
Yeah, you're in entertainment.
Yeah, that's cool. No, that's pretty cool. You think about this too. It's like you put me on this, right? Naturally, once it's published, put out, whatever, released, however you say it, I'm going to send it to everybody because I'm going to be like, look, it's me. I'm in this. You know what I mean? So, you get a lot of benefit off of people doing that. It's like,
As soon as I'm on something, I've been on TV, I've been on radio, I've been on other podcasts. As soon as I can share something, I am on it. But not everybody's got that mentality.
I mean, even if you had 1 subscriber, I'd be posting this, just because. It's cool. I'm in it, but you know what I feel like? I'm, like I said, I'm into the stocks. You're basically an undervalued podcaster. You're worth more than you appear to be right now.
Yeah.
You have all the connections. You got the good setup, the headset, the mic, whatever you have.
You can't see it right now, but I got one of the shorter headsets.
Yeah. There's no way you don't take off at least, I don't know how hard it is, but like, you're on Spotify and everything. Yep. When you sent me that, I was like, I don't even know how to get on this. You know what I mean?
So actually, easier than you think. I can help set you up on that.
Oh, really? Well, okay. So, you definitely, you're going to be, you'll be fine. You'll blow up.
I appreciate that. I truly feel on the precipice of something. I've never felt closer to a break.
Now, how about last question? Then I'll let you go.
The fact I'm getting interviewed here. This is hilarious.
Any of your clips, how about this? Any of the clips you've posted, did any of them blow up to any degree or nothing crazy?
Oh, yeah. No, a few of them have. Okay. Where it's funny, it was actually the same clip on both TikTok and Instagram that went, they're both close to 1 million views at this point.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
Yeah, but it was I worked with the John Ritter Foundation, and it was a clip with Amy Yazbek, his widow, talking about aortic dissection, which was the disorder condition that took John Ritter's life. So that blew up. I had one with another viral pianist. His handle is NGXB. You may not know him by name, but maybe you've seen one of his TikToks where he's playing piano and all of a sudden he'll just scream, "Fuck!" And he'll just keep playing and something funny like that.
Yeah.
We go back. Him and I go back. We were in a music competition together years ago, and we stayed in touch and had some stuff. Actually, the stuff with the Savannah Bananas, that's done well as well. Some things have worked. Not everything, but some things.
You know, an interesting one. I see her a lot on social media, and it's very unique. Mm-hmm. But once again, you get like your niche little bubble off it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you even know it, but there's this girl. It's this Asian girl, Nemo. And she plays chess, right?
Ooh, okay.
And her whole page is like you know, I don't know the levels. She's like a grandmaster, whatever. Nemo, like the Finding Nemo. Yeah. And she'll go to like, and she's with you. I think she's in New York. She'll go to wherever they have the tables. You know, they're playing chess outside. She'll go up to some old guy and be like, hey, can we play? And they're like, oh, you know, they're old. They figure they're better than anyone young coming up to them.
Yeah.
And then she just destroys them. And they're like, how did you do that? And then she shows them her page and this and that. Yep. But she's cool because, you know, it's like a chess page. You're not like some super big celebrity. Like, I feel like, I mean, I don't know, maybe not, but I feel like she would have a high chance, or at least higher chance of responding to someone else.
Absolutely.
Plus, it's cool. I mean, anyone, like, that's kind of an interesting topic.
Funny enough, I've just recently gotten back into online chess. I've been playing a lot of chess lately. So, like, that's funny that you bring that up.
Yeah, put her down. Maybe you'll see.
I would, if she would demolish me, that's for sure. But,
of course.
But I got back into chess. I used to be good at chess. I actually won a couple of tournaments in or around this area. Little stuff. Yeah. But could I do that now? No. No, I could not. Oh, but no, sure. Especially because I've seen some really good people play. And I'm like, oh, I'm not at that level. But it was cool.
But yeah, no, for sure. So that's probably, I mean, what else? What else? Any other questions or what else you got?
Yeah, well, I'm curious. Obviously, here you are. You're 40,000 followers in. You've been doing this for 2 years. You're making all these collaborations. You know, you're far from being over. Is there a certain goal or multiple goals that you're hoping to hit for the page, for yourself moving forward?
So it's a good point. So this is like a funny goal. One of my main goals, I want the actual RuneScape page to follow me, right? So that's one goal.
That would be great.
That would be sick. That would be elite, top tier, S tier, whatever.
Yep.
And that's one. Another one, obviously 50K, right? 50K.
Yep.
But I think the long-term goal, so the real RuneScape page, I think, has about 125,000 followers. So in my mind, the way I think of it is like, that's my cap, right? In my mind, I'm like, that's what they have. That's my limit. So my next goal would be 100. That might take a while. Who knows? And then another thing I started doing, but it ended up falling through, which would be crazy. Who knows? You might show up. A real life, an IRL, right? In real life, RuneScape meetup, right? So I have about 30 phone numbers of people who all live within, I don't know, 2 hours or so, who are all, oh, I'm down. Like, I would love to go. So it fell through last time, but I think setting that up, taking a cool group photo, posting it, pinning it like I did with the Savannah Banana picture.
Yeah.
It's just cool. And it goes back to like the bonding. Now these people really beyond my page, now they like me, which, like I said earlier, in my mind, the bonds you make with the people is worth more than the page. So the IRL real life event, I think will be a big success and make some friends out of it. We'll see.
Dude, that would be so much fun. If you end up doing it, or if you're in the process of making it happen again, like Evan and I, we will hop in a car and we will road trip out to Boston to do it. I'm sure he'd be down. I'm down. Yeah. Just a matter of we can make the schedules work. Yeah, man. Let's do it.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, those are probably my goals. What about, I'm going to flip it. What are your goals? I'm going to flip it on you.
Ooh, the interviewer is being interviewed right there. Okay, cool. Yeah. So, yeah. I sent out a few goals for myself. Right now, the YouTube channel is sitting at close to 400 subscribers. I would like by the end of this year, I would like to hit 1,000, if not more. That's a big goal that I have for myself. Another goal that I definitely have for myself is I have a list of people that I want to interview. And when I mean like a list of people I want to interview, they're like high up there, folks.
Yep. Is it secret? Can I ask, or is it secret? You don't want to release that.
Some of them I can't say because I am actually in talks with a couple.
Wow. Okay.
Which is kind of insane. And it's not necessarily just purely for Walsh Wednesday. Like, some of it's for Mental Health America too, which is really, really cool. I'm at a point where I have incredible resources and I'm kind of like dipping my toe in. It's like, how far can I push this? And I'm already having a couple of conversations with people and I don't want to jinx any of it. And especially since we're in the talk phase, they really don't want much said, but it's like, holy crap. Some of this could be really feasible. And I would love to cross a few names off that list, you know, of I guess you would call bucket list kind of interviews. Which I would call it. I've already had some of those, you know, I've I've had the pleasure of working with one of my all-time favorite musical artists, Five for Fighting, with Bernie Williams from the Yankees. He was an idol growing up. I didn't interview him, but I got to meet him, comedian Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, he's great. Yeah,
he's so good. I said to myself, I was like, okay, I've met him. Now I actually got to get him in front of a mic and camera with me.
Yeah,
it's like,
halfway.
I will, we're already partly there. I got to meet him, but that was cool. So, yeah, I would guess in the media landscape, I definitely want to hit the 1,000 subscribers. I would definitely like to check some of these names off the bucket list of interviews. And then outside of media, finally move in with my girlfriend. You know, we've been doing long distance for a while. It's long distance is tough. We make it work, but I think this is the year that we can truly do it. So hopefully I can look back in this episode and say, it's like, hey, we did it.
Yeah, we did it. Okay. For sure.
Yeah, those are probably some of my top goals, at least for the year moving forward.
No, for sure. And that's great. Yeah. You know, obviously we're doing this, but even beyond this, we'll definitely stay in touch, stay in contact.
Oh, absolutely.
Happy to help you whenever you're happy to help me.
Happy to help you. Absolutely.
Another relationship, another bond, you know, now we're tight, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh yeah.
It's great.
Now I need to get back into RuneScape. I need to get hiatus of it. I haven't played since high school.
yeah. No, it's so addicting. Oh, and real quick, this is just a side comment. It's funny because I made the RuneScape page just because I'm interested. Mm-hmm. At the time, I wasn't even playing. But so many people were like, oh, what's your username? Blah, blah, blah. When are you coming on? So it kind of got me back into it. And now when I come in, right away, I have messages flooding. No way, it's the meme page. Oh, how you doing? And I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I'm almost like game famous. You know what I mean? It's kind of, if I'm in game and say, hey, does anyone follow this page? You always get a few being like, oh, yeah, I follow him on Instagram. And I'm like, that's me.
Yep.
You know? So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, so this was great. And
We're getting to the end of this episode. I got to run real soon. I'm sure that you got stuff to do. It's crazy that we literally watched the sunset in your.
We watched the sunset. Look at this. The sunroof. It's dark now.
It's dark.
There's some snow out there, you know, but.
Well, hey. John, be safe. Stay warm. Don't get snowed in anywhere. Be good. Yeah. But before we completely wrap up this episode, is there any last little nugget that you want to share with the Walsh Wednesday listening audience?
You know, follow me. You know, follow me. I hope I can help you in any way. Everything we covered, you know, mental health, you want to make a page, whatever. And as I said, you can always reach out if any of your listeners want to reach out to me for advice or tips and just talk just like yourself. Feel free to do so.
Perfect. And of course, we'll have all the links in the description of this episode so you can just go follow the page, enjoy the fun, get in on all of it. This, honestly, John, this has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate you being here on Walsh Wednesday, and I look forward to whenever I drive out to Boston to see you for the IRL event. That sounds amazing.
Of course. You're the man. There you go. Dab myself up. That's you.
Right back at you.
All right. We'll see you later then. We'll see you. Peace.
I'm Connor.
I'm John, RuneScape07 Memes.
And as always, we're glad we get to
spend some time. Yep.
And that's a wrap on this week's episode. Much love to our sponsors this week, MHA of Dutchess County, Foaman Wash Car Wash, Locks That Rock Hair Design, Dutchess Beer Distributors, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, Prime Storage, Walsh Valuation, and Day Rock. Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fun Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. You can support this channel by becoming a Patreon member with memberships as low as $5 a month. With that, you can get behind-the-scenes content, your name featured in the credits of each episode, and access to the Spend Some Time chat. You can find that and more by scanning the QR code on your screen or by going to the links in the description. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, and I'm glad we get to spend some time.